Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning my guest is John Schetzley, the president of Tarkett's residential business in North America. John, how you doing?
Oh, very well.
I've been wanting to have a conversation with you, help introduce you to the rest of the business. You're a newcomer to the flooring business. Before we get into what you're doing with Tarkett, let's talk a little bit about your background. You've been here 2 months. You work out of the Solon, Ohio office, and it looks like you spent most of your career at NobleClad and Materion Corporation. Is that right?
That is correct.
To your education, looks like you went to the University of Akron for an undergrad and then to Harvard Business School for a graduate degree, right?
Yeah, with an MBA at Case Western in between that.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. So, been here 2 months. How's business doing?
Well, business is okay. I mean, if you think about what's going on right now with people investing in their homes, and we know home center business is generally pretty good, and people are buying RVs, and all those things are good for the residential business. So we're doing okay.
All right, so DIY is strong. The RV, which is probably OEM business, is strong. And what about the retail residential replacement business?
Yeah, also pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Isn't that surprising? Because a couple of months ago, we wouldn't have known, would we?
No, if we'd have predicted this in April, I don't think that would have been particularly credible, to be honest.
Yeah. And if you look at Tarkett's business overall, obviously they have a strong sports business. I know their commercial business is bigger than their residential business. That's kind of the shape of things, isn't it?
Yeah, I think unlike some of the other major North American flooring manufacturers, Tarkett is maybe a little heavier on the commercial side versus residential.
Mm-hmm.
But the residential group is certainly going to work on that.
So if you look at your residential portfolio of products, tell us which ones are performing the best now.
That's kind of interesting because everything is actually going pretty well, but certainly continuing to see the trend towards LVT. LVT has been extremely strong, particularly over the last couple of months. But certainly our sheet vinyl with the concerns over the healthy home and our asthma and allergy certification, that's also performing well. And even laminate, which is obviously a little older product, is doing okay. So overall, doing pretty well.
Yeah. I remember when Glenn Morrison had the leadership role in North America, he was giddy, almost real excited that you guys were introducing NuGen. So that's done real well, hadn't it?
Yeah, that product has performed well.
Yeah, okay.
You know, in general, it's part of the LVT category, which is doing well, and if you have compelling product, you're going to do okay.
Yeah. What is your strategic focus moving forward on the residential side?
For us, I mean, we are obviously not the biggest. So we just have to be very strategic and focusing on the niches that we can serve well. I think we do a great job with our distribution partners. I think we do a great job with some of the small to medium-sized home centers. And so, you know, we're going to continue to seek out those niches where we can grow the business.
What brought you to Tarkett?
For me, it was a chance to work in a different industry. I think the Tarkett North American leadership team is very committed to the residential business and looking for somewhat of a new direction. And I think that's why they went outside of the flooring industry to get somebody. And I think that just the values and the strategy of the company, the focus on the circular economy, the renewable economy, healthy home, growth through service, all those were just good, compelling messages for me.
Yeah. As you sit, I know you're probably on a little bit of a honeymoon now, and as you sit and listen to the probably Zoom meetings, are there any interesting conclusions that are coming about as far as how the demand in specific areas, how the demand for flooring might shift thanks to the virus situation?
I'm not sure that there's a lot of clear messages right now. You know, I think the one thing that we've seen is a little bit of resurgence in sheet vinyl.
Uh-huh.
Certainly, again, back to the things I mentioned earlier about, you know, we have a mold mildew-proof product. The product's easy to clean, easy to install. So there seems to be a little bit of a resurgence there.
I'm not sure if you're even aware of this since you're new there, but Tarkett was somewhat of a pioneer with sheet vinyl. For a long time, it was a felt back, and when it went to the fiberglass back, I think Tarkett pioneered that. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, and that history of innovation continues today in the sheet vinyl, quite frankly, where there's still quite a bit of innovation going on, even in what's obviously an older category.
Yeah. As you look at your background here with Materion and NobleClad, how does what you've learned in those roles going to help you in this role?
It's actually kind of interesting that there have been a lot of similarities. I mean, all of the previous businesses were sort of niche materials businesses, mm-hmm. performance materials businesses. They were all companies that were trying to grow and trying to find a way to do that. And so, like I mentioned earlier with Tarkett, it's what the niche that we want to serve. A very similar experience with the previous companies where we had to decide what problems we were good at solving and then go out and set ourselves up to solve them and just exhibit a lot of focus. So I think that sort of strategy, you know, generically is the same sort of thing we'll be doing here at Tarkett.
Yeah. Okay, one last question. I'm just curious. I know you're at the Solon headquarter building. I've been to that building. Right now, when it comes to the staff, are a lot of people working at home? What's your all's structure when it comes to employees right now?
We're kind of in a mixed model. Obviously, the plants are functioning.
Yeah.
The back office people are a mixture of at home and in the office, although I would say a substantial portion are still at home, but in transition.
Yeah. Okay, John. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to John Schetzley, the president of Tarkett's residential business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.